This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, welcome. It's Saturday night. It's Kevin McCullough. We are glad you're with us. We got a power-packed show. You see some of the stuff there if you're on Biz TV. MJ Kronfeld's back in the ladies' lounge. Yeah, give it up. She and I are going to go at it. We've got some major arguments to have because she, as a former Ted Cruz supporter, is still thinking that she can get away with something by, talking up Hillary or something in the general election. I don't quite get that. Plus we're going to have some breakdown of the conventions. Are anybody glad that the conventions are over? Yeah. Yeah. That makes two of us in the studio, at least. I had to work them. Not super impressed with what they produced. But I will say this. I think one of them definitely presented a different picture of America than the other. And it's not a hard decision for me anymore. We're talking about a binary choice here. We're talking about one of two options. And you're going to do something to get the worst option elected, or you're going to do something to stop it. That's the only way that you can look at 2016. The only way you can look at it is there's the worst option possible and everything else that you can do to stop that option. So MJ Kronfeld, she's a PhD candidate. She's actually taking a break from writing her dissertation just to be with me in the second hour tonight. Wow. If I was writing a dissertation, I wouldn't take time away to talk to anybody. Stop laughing, Ivan. He knows it's true. Ivan knows if his own special snowflake kid was writing a dissertation or I was writing this and he asked me, Mr. McCullough, would you come and talk? Later, chum, just go do your thing. I'll get back to you. No. But MJ's going to do that. She's going to take time off to be with us tonight. I'm appreciative of that. We've also got city councilman for New York City. Now, a lot of you living in the rest of the country, you don't much care about this, but he's also the co-chair of the New York Trump for President operation, which is kind of a big deal. Joe Borelli is going to join us at 9:20 East Coast time tonight, and he will be explaining. I want to get some assessment of from some seasoned perspective what the conventions look like to the nation. And I'm going to take your calls on this. I want to know what you thought of the final speeches between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. How they went head to head on it. Something happened that doesn't normally happen. The person that had the last convention and the last say had the smaller audience. That normally doesn't happen. Normally, if you go second, you get the bigger audience on the last night. Why? Because everybody's waiting to hear what you have to say, except that they pretty much already know Hillary. So what does she have to say? Speaking of what she has to say, I've got this incredible, incredible discussion that we've got to have tonight. Did you know that Hillary Clinton, it's like she's campaigning to get convicted death row murdering inmates on her side? Kev, how can you say that? Because it's true. She said not long ago on The View and also on Meet the Press on NBC, she said something very unusual. I'm going to let you hear that for yourself. Let's go to the big board. I'll do this the right way. So for those of you watching on Biz TV, those of you listening by radio, just imagine that there's a big board that you see my finger pointing at. But right over here on the big board, take that lower screen, that lower third there off, Nick, if you can. Because we got pictures all over the big board tonight. Okay, so we got Donald versus Hillary. We're going to get the convention coverage going. Joe Borelli's going to be with us. We've got Scott Peterson. How many remember? Come back to camera one for a second. How many of you remember the Scott Peterson dude? You know, the guy that was walking around smirking? Looking all that? And he's like, oh, yeah, my wife's missing. And I don't know what happened. And she was pregnant with his son named Connor. Okay, back to the big board. So Scott Peterson killed his wife, right? Lacey. Remember this? This was not that long ago. And Lacey was pregnant with their son, Connor. The United States Congress produced a law called Lacey's Law. The Lacey and Connor Peterson Law, which was what? It determined that preborn children were in fact what? Persons. Now, Hillary Clinton said something interesting on Meet the Press. In fact, Nick, if you got that picture, put it up there. Hillary said unborn persons don't have constitutional rights. What? She's taking the side of Scott Peterson. We got to talk about this. Do you want a president who views the world the same way as a convicted death row killer? Huh? 888-340-3373. Okay, back to the big board. MJ Kronfeld. She's going to be with us in the Ladies' Lounge second hour. She's ticked to no end with me because she thinks I'm a sellout. We were both Cruz supporters in the primary, and now I'm saying, yes, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. Yes, I'm going to do it. He wasn't my first choice, but I'm going to go with it. And then at the very end of the night tonight, there's a very interesting story that I got to give to you out of Geneva, Switzerland, that we're going to get to. Let me just say, if you've got worries about your spouse being faithful, this is the textbook way not to try to stop them in committing their infidelities. Okay? This is the textbook definition lesson we're going to learn. So can you believe all we got packed in? That's only 2 hours, man. That is only 2 hours tonight. We got all that in there. Plus your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Our phones are working. They are live. They are on fire. And coming up in the very next segment, Joe Borelli, New York co-chair of the Trump for President ticket. Now, did you watch any of the conventions? I honestly tried. I had to cover the Republican when I was sent there. I was on assignment. I went there to Cleveland. But I didn't even stay in the hall in the evenings. I went back to my hotel and watched. Why? Because I could have a nice, sippy little drink on my nightstand and order some room service. You can't do that when you're sitting in that metal folding chair in the arena. It doesn't quite work that way. You get back pain. People are grumpy. They start talking in the middle of the speech, and you can't tell, hey, shut up! You can't say that. It's not allowed. So I just go back to the hotel. Now, you don't have to picture this. It might be frightening. I get in my jammies. I just chill. Put my feet up on the bed. Extra pillow or two if I want to. Why? Because it's my hotel room. Got a whole other empty bed sitting there. Put the pillows down there. Prop my feet up on them. Pick up the remote. See what's on HBO, ESPN, Fox News. And then if there's nothing else going on, then I watch the convention. Actually, Fox was the convention. So I saw almost every one of the primetime speeches for the Republicans. And for the Democrats, I saw what was necessary. What was necessary, by that I mean whatever I had to watch for the next morning to do my job in talk radio effectively, because that's what I'm paid to do for a living. Comment on things that happen. So I did watch, and I watched Satan on Thursday night come out and address the Americas like she was the angel of deception. But it's very interesting. And you know what's really particularly important on these types of things? They are making a sales pitch, right? I mean, that's what this is. That's what the convention is. You try to heal your party and bring everybody together. You're trying to do party unity and all that other mess that nobody believes you're actually doing. And you're bringing people together. And then on that night, the candidate stands on the stage, waving, looking, I don't know, both rejoiceful and humble at the same time, if such a thing can be had. If they have an awkward laugh, you try not to have them cackle too much, like Hillary. If they're Donald, you try to tell him, stick to the prompter. Don't go off. Don't. Whatever you do, don't go off script. Try to stay on point. So there's a lot of things that can go wrong. But in those last 2 minutes, after they have yammered on for much longer than any human being wants them to, they yammer on and they get to that closing argument. And they try to make the pitch to the American people. I am the one. I'm the female Jesus. Or I'm the orange-tanned Jesus. Whichever one they are trying to do, the Savior of the world, vote for me. Well, I want to know from you. And a little bit later, after we talk with Joe, I may even play you the final arguments from two sides. And I want to know from you, which one do you believe closed the deal? Because the Nielsen ratings have an opinion about that. 1.6 more million people. 1.6 million more, not 1.6 more million. That doesn't even make sense. 1.6 million more people saw the Trumpster and stuck with him. Coming up next, Joe Borelli of the Trump for America from New York campaign will join us. Kevin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As the doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known, and I've known some.
All right, music from the, what are they called? Hot Sardines, our house band. They're going to be mad at me now. I'm at the tip of Extra tonight. Anyway, live from New York, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us on TV and radio coast to coast. And I'm very excited to have my next guest, not just because he's a cool guy, but because I got to experience part of the Republican National Convention with him. He's part of the Staten Island delegation from New York that were representing the Donald on the floor, and I don't know, was he part of that group on Wednesday night that were booing and putting the thumbs down to Ted Cruz as he walked off the stage? We'll have to ask him. He's a city councilman from the 51st District in New York City, and he now joins us, the co-chair of the New York campaign for Trump, Joe Borelli. Joe, welcome to Saturday night. Good to have you.
Kevin, can we talk more about how I'm a cool guy?
Are you feeling a little under the weather? Do you need a confidence booster? Is this some sort of self-image thing I'm helping you with tonight?
No, this was the best intro I've ever gotten. You know, he's a cool guy. I wish they did that at every network I was ever on.
No, well, let me offer one of the reasons why I think you are. You bought the first round on Monday night when we were there.
That is true.
I was like, hey, I'm a journalist. I'm supposed to be the enemy. You know, and you're like, hey, let me wet your whistle. So it worked out well.
I don't want to ruin your street cred, but you were having a nice time. There was some other journalists. There was some protesters even. The vibe in Cleveland was very good. I think you have to admit that.
You know my favorite part of that evening? Remember Metallic guy, the guy that was all painted like metal, and he stood on like a tub of some sort, and then he did like robot dance like to music.
I do.
That guy kept walking by going, hey, can I have a drink? And we never like gave him one, but I still thought he was a cool guy. It was my favorite part of the night.
Well, can I share with the audience who folks thought you were for a brief second?
Yes, this is quite funny. And I'm not completely sure that young woman wasn't half inebriated, but go ahead and tell the audience what happened.
Audience, a wonderful young lady confused our dear host with none other than David French, the anti-Trump writer, provocateur, conservative influencer.
The guy that people were trying to convince for about a half a second to run, and he said, I don't think so. Thank you very much.
And she was impressed. She was impressed.
Yeah. And then she just comes up and she looks at me. She goes, David, I'm sorry I'm late. And you're looking at me? Who are you talking to? I'm not sure who you are. And she's like, aren't you David? And I'm like, no. And she didn't even, I don't even think I resemble David French. But anyway, she did. She got me confused.
A little bit.
All right. Joe Borelli is the Trump co-chair for the state of New York. And Joe, I want to talk about the conventions. We're, thank God, past both of them now. I got to tell you, when I was a young journalist in my 20s, and I got assigned to work the 2000 convention for Bush, I was so excited. I stayed up 21 hours a day. I just operated on adrenaline. The time we got to this one, I was just like, as soon as I was off the air, I headed back to the hotel and like watched the speeches from my room every night. I know that makes me kind of a downer, but this really was a well put together convention. But now that we're done with both of them, and I know that you're going to be biased towards Trump, can you see benefit in having them in such back to back, such close proximity to each other? What did the nation learn over the last 2 weeks?
I guess it really, I mean, each candidate does get a bump, so I think it is fair to have them back to back. You know, if one had the convention maybe closer towards the election, I think it might give an unfair advantage. but you know, the funny thing about the Republican convention was just the lead up to it, in that every single show on every single cable news outlet, we heard that the RNC was going to be convention apocalypse and all hell was going to freeze over. and protesters were going to shut down the streets, and pro-Second Amendment advocates were going to shoot everyone because they're going to carry weapons, and no one wants to speak, and everyone hates Trump, and they're going to floor fight, and they're going to nominate someone else. And you know what happened? That did happen. Well, except the shooting part. But yeah, it happened at the DNC.
Right. The Democrats were the ones that did it.
I was at both conventions. There were protesters everywhere. You couldn't get from point A to point B in Philly. You had protesters actually distracting from the message, which is what the fear of the RNC was going to be. You had the number two candidate of the Democratic Party leave the party. I mean, that's something. How is that not being reported more? That this person is so frustrated with the unethical behavior of the Democratic Party that this relatively otherwise nice person is going to leave the Democratic Party because of how they treated him. You started off with the chair of the DNC resigning in scandal and shame. How much worse could a convention possibly go? And don't forget, the two nominees had the worst speeches of the convention. Look, everyone's talking about the Mr. Khan, the Muslim man. Everyone's talking about maybe Bloomberg's speech and a few others. No one's talking about Hillary Clinton or Tim Kaine's speech except Mitch Cosby.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And then when you look at the ratings, and I just point this out to people that are watching, because I work in media, I study this stuff all the time. Typically, this has been almost unilaterally true since I've been working conventions. But going back to 2000, the speech that had the bigger Nielsens won the election. So Obama trumped Romney pretty big last go around. Obama blew away McCain the time before that. Bush had the better of the two watched convention speeches between Gore and Kerry. Now, Trump beat Hillary on night of ratings by almost 2 million more viewers. Almost 2 million more. And she had the advantage of going last. Typically, the person that goes last has a little bit more of an edge. He beat her by almost 2 million viewers going a week earlier. Your thoughts?
I wouldn't be surprised if you told me the night where Bill Clinton and Barack Obama spoke would have beaten Hillary Clinton, because I think people just don't expect anything
from
her.
Actually, it's not true. She did win for the best night of her convention, but she was significantly behind Donald Trump.
Well, that's too bad to hear. But look, the RNC was really a good moment. I heard you teasing the Ted Cruz moment. And the Ted Cruz moment really did, you hate to say it, because I'm someone who does agree with Ted Cruz on a lot of policy positions.
Sure.
But his gamble didn't pay off.
And poking the bear of the New York delegation, I think, may end up being political suicide. I hope it's not, but I think it might be.
Look, you had people like Ken Cuccinelli who you know, sort of led the floor fight, right? Oh, this is democracy. We have open democracy in our party among Democrats. He tried a procedure to do a roll call vote. He lost. It was over. He said, look, I'm not supporting Trump, but I'm never voting Hillary. So, you know, eventually I'll probably come around to Trump. That's the right thing to do, the Republican Party, especially if you want a future in the Republican Party.
Right.
Just, I mean, play Cruz's logic out. Right. Let's suppose Donald Trump loses. You know, who wants to be told, I told you so? You know, essentially, that would be Cruz's message in 4 years. I'm right. You guys were all fooled. You guys are all foolish. No Republican voter wants to be told how you know, they may have misjudged something. That's not a way to win votes.
Yeah, you got to come back. You're gonna have to come back with a completely different approach at minimum. Joe Borelli is our guest. Joe, can you hang with us one more segment?
Absolutely.
I tell you what, I'll pick up the tab on this round if you do.
Yes, all right.
Joe Borelli is joining us from New York City tonight. He's the Trump co-chair in the great state of New York. And it's Kevin McCullough live from New York. Radio Night Live on great radio stations coast to coast. And the Biz Television Network, coming right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
If you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of Fifth Avenue in the world's greatest city. It's a bit of a rainy one on the northeast today, northeast coast. We had a lot of showers come in. You saw them hit Philly just a day or so ago, and they finally caught up to the tri-state. But thank you for joining us, no matter where you are, coast to coast on the Biz Television Network and also on 300-plus radio outlets. We are grateful for every one of you joining us tonight. And our phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. My guest is Joe Borelli, city councilman and also co-chair of the Trump New York campaign. He is also able to be reached at on Twitter at Joe Borelli, NYC. That's J-O-E-B-O-R-E-L-L-I-N-Y-C. That makes sense. Joe Borelli NYC at Joe Borelli NYC on Twitter. And I hope you'll catch up with him there. He's got a lot of interesting things to say. And you see him regularly on Fox News and CNN and some of the other outlets as well. And Joe, again, thanks for spending part of your Saturday night. I know that you're going through some personal stuff in your family arena, and the fact that you're willing to take time for us is a big word of act of humility on your part, and I appreciate the effort there. So let me get back to the side by side. You were in both places for the conventions, and on a scale of however you measure it, you talked about the disagreement, the lack of unity, the everything that the Democrats put forward. What did you see by contrast, even with the Ted Cruz stunt in the Republican arena? Because it seemed like the media was talking as much about the need for Republican unity in their convention, and they seemed to talk much less about it at the Democrats. But my sense on the ground was that it was kind of the inverse. What was your takeaway?
Yeah, I actually saw the party leave very unified. And the people who were not unified are the Jeb Bushes of the world and the Mitt Romneys.
Who didn't come?
And frankly,
who didn't come?
Well,
so you didn't even have an action. You didn't even have an action by them there because they just weren't in attendance.
Right. It just kind of proves sort of their influence is waning on Republican, you know, meat and potato voters. And maybe the issues are sort of changing a little bit. I mean, every party goes through sort of platform changes, rather informally and even informally, as people's, you know, sort of mindset develops over time. But I think it also is true with who we look to as leaders. And perhaps the days of Mitt Romney, you know, typecast Republican candidate is over. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. Again, contrast the Democrats, who, I mean, people keep saying how they put on this great convention. Think of how disjointed of a message you have. One night you have Black Lives Matter, right? Anti-law enforcement, clear message against law enforcement. You have, you know, and look, some of those mothers who were up there, I mean, I sympathize with all of them for losing their child, even some that were questionable citizens, questionable, you know, good actors. But you have Michael Brown's mother, whose son, you know, he died. I mean, you have, to give you an idea, Jonathan Capehart, who is an MSNBC contributor, he's a journalist, I think he's at the Washington Post, was a very big activist for Black Lives Matter. And after the Michael Brown facts came out, he said, we as a movement have to denounce this, and that this shooting was justified, and this person tried to kill a police officer.
And by the way, the Eric Holder Justice Department was the one that came to that decision on those facts, you know, along with every other investigation. But it was specifically the most politically motivated investigation that ended up clearing him.
And I give this guy, Jonathan Capehart, a lot of credit as a black man for saying, this is the one where we have to take the side of law enforcement. But still, the Democrats had his mother on stage. Then a couple of nights later, because they got the negative press, they had American flags everywhere. You know, law enforcement, we're going to do a moment of silence, which was interrupted by chants of Black Lives Matter.
Right.
But even on a bigger message, right, one night, Bill Clinton is trying to make the case that Hillary Clinton is an agent of change. The very next night, Barack Obama is out there selling you on a third term of his presidency. You can't have it both ways.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, first of all, the funny thing is Bill Clinton had to go back to the 1970s to find a time when Hillary Clinton was somehow a hip and sort of avant-garde, which is kind of interesting in itself. But you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
And you saw that again today, or yesterday rather, on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. You know, she said, my first 100 days in office, I'm going to end the gridlock and get your jobs back. Well, Hillary, you are the gridlock. You're the one touting you were at the highest echelons of the Obama administration. You're the one touting you were a U.S. senator for 9 years or so. Why didn't you do it then? You know, you're putting the bullseye on yourself and your own attack. You're not putting the bullseye on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Right? People criticize him for not having government experience. It gives him the advantage here in being able to distance himself from bad policies. She has to eat the gridlock.
Joe, we've got some callers that want to ask you a question or two. Can you stay one more segment?
No problem.
Okay, I apologize for this. We originally booked you for just one, so I realize I already owe you two because we're going to take another break.
I'm a cheap date, so three gets me drunk. So now
We just can't get away from alcohol on this discussion, can we? Okay, Frank in Des Moines is in line, and if you've got questions as well, 888-340-3373. But we're talking about post-convention 2016 with Joe Burrow.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
See when you call. Live from New York, by the way, yet to come on the show, I've got to ask the question, why is Hillary Clinton adopting the Scott Peterson line of argument? Have you followed this? This was a largely unreported story. I go way deep into it in my new op-ed piece that's out tomorrow, but we're going to talk about it tonight. Because she's adopted an identical talking point to the guy that they wrote the Unborn Citizens Life Protection Act. It's just astounding that someone who can parrot the words of a murderer who killed his wife and unborn child, that you can have the same mindset in the nominee of a major party for president. It's unbelievable. And yet, it's happening. I'll explain it all when we get to it. Joe Borelli is with us. He is the New York State co-chair for the Trump campaign. And you can follow him at Twitter, at Joe Borelli, B-O-R-E-L-L-I, N-Y-C, at Joe Borelli, N-Y-C. And you can follow him on Twitter. And he's got a lot of really cool stuff to say, so do it. Joe, let me get to line one, because Frank wants to ask us a question from Des Moines, Iowa. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. Joe, speak to the optics of these two quick things. If Cruz was somehow to be the nominee, putting his hand on a Bible to swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, but breaking his first promise on the pledge to support the candidate. Second thing that would be the optics of, he's putting forth this notion that if it just wasn't for the fact that Trump, offended his wife and his father, that he might be able to endorse. Put that into perspective, that he would put the honor of his wife and father over the honor of this country, because he knows what Hillary will do to this place. Thank you.
Oh, interesting questions, Joe. You take both of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's someone who, look, you don't make a pledge like that, sort of in public with everyone to see you're going to support the candidate, and fail to live up to it. And it's a campaign, look, stones are thrown in a campaign. Bricks are thrown in a campaign. You know, did he not think he was going to get, any nasty things said about him? That said, maybe it was a bit much to go after his wife, and I think Donald Trump did sort of walk back those comments and apologize. But still, at the end of the day, it is a binary choice. And if he cared about the Constitution, even if he buys into the conservative Supreme Court judge argument, right, even if you just think of that one thing, you have enough justices who will probably not be with us for 8 years, over the next 8 years, to restock the court for a generation with either conservative or liberal judges. Even if you just care about that one issue, which I believe he does, I believe he does care about that issue, I can't see how you don't, as a Republican, look, if you have to hold your nose and vote for him, you vote for him.
Joe, let me make this really clear, though. I have not liked something about every major candidate we have put forward. In George W. Bush's first candidacy, I was an Alan Keyes fan. I voted for him for re-election. In the John McCain year, I was a Governor Huckabee fan. In the Mitt Romney year, I was a Rick Santorum fan. And this year, I was a Ted Cruz fan. But I end up voting for the nominee because when I get to this point of the process, I'm looking at the absolute worst choice that our country can make, and I'm doing everything I can to stop that from becoming a reality.
Right, yeah. And I'm not saying there will never in my life be any Democrat I ever support for any office. They just have never elected anyone even remotely palatable to the issues I care about,
right,
and the policies I believe in. So, again, this year, no matter how you think about it, it is a binary choice between the Republican candidate and the Democrat candidate.
And it's not a small choice. And let me just readdress what you were saying, the judge issue, for a second. When Donald Trump went to Leonard Leo and he said, look, the Federalist Society and the Heritage Foundation understand better what we need on the court than any other two organizations in all of center-right America. Who are the people that you guys believe would be the best choices? Give me your very best. When he made that decision, that told me a lot. Because what did Reagan say?
Right.
Reagan said all the time, personnel is policy. If you pick the right people to put around him, and this is why I've been saying to conservatives, if we just let him flap in the wind out there, he's going to get surrounded by people that are opportunistic. If we flood him with conservatives, if we put really good constitutionalists around him, and I think he's tried to do that with Pence, and I think he's tried to do that with the judge issue thus far, then we have some bona fide reasons to say there's a difference between him and Hillary.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Joe, we kept you so long. Thanks for being here, and appreciate you coming. Again, if you want to follow Joe on Twitter, it's at Joe Borelli, NYC, and Joe will catch up to you again soon.
Have a great night. Take care.
All right. 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts on the sales pitch that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton concluded their campaigns with. Now, they get down to the final night. They've had these whole conventions constructed around them. It's kind of a narcissistic exercise. I admit that. Oh, I get 4 days of people saying how great I am and why you need to vote for me and I should be the leader of the free world. It's a little bit narcissistic. But at the end of the day, it's a sales pitch. They're making their ultimate advertisement to you saying, here's why you should vote for me. 888-340-3373. Who do you think sold themselves the best in that closing argument before the jury? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Phone line's wide open. Take as many of your calls as we can. 888-340-3373. Now, I also want to say thank you to the incredible people of MyPillow. Mike Lindell actually showed up in Cleveland. He stopped by the broadcast booth. He spent some time with me. He actually has said that for the rest of this election, he is going to keep in place this very unique special that he has made exclusive to the Kevin McCullough listeners. And that is, you can get four pillows for the price of just one. Now, why do you need one of the MyPillow pillows? I was asked that yesterday by another news agency, and I said, because it's the most impressive sleep technology that's ever been developed. They said, Kevin, it's just a pillow. I said, no, it's anything but just a pillow. It is a tool that helps relax your neck, your cervical nerves down into your chest, that allow your muscles to relax, that allow blood flow to be reconstituted between your organs and your brain every single night. You get into REM cycle sleep the very first night. But friends, if you call my number, and if you call my number tonight, they are going to allow you to get not just one pillow at the regular price, king or queen size. They're going to give you a second one of that same variety and two of the go-anywhere travel pillows. And you can use them as gifts. You can give them to the kids. We're about to go on family vacation. We're taking some with us. Here's the phone number. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, good to have you with us. We've got another hour of fireworks just ahead. MJ Kronfeld is going to join us in the ladies' lounge tonight. And she is still a never-Trumper. She is still going after it on behalf of Ted Cruz, et cetera, et cetera. 888-340-3373. But I want to know from you. They made their cases. Who made the best case? We'll take your calls. Now, I mentioned that Hillary Clinton is lining up with Scott Peterson these days. What that exactly means? You remember Scott Peterson? He killed his wife, who was pregnant with their son Connor, out in California. Big murder mystery for a long time. They couldn't figure out who did it. Then they finally arrested him, and then they ended up writing a law. I'm going to butcher the name, but it's the Unborn Persons Act, something along those lines, that allows the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. That's it. Recognizes that a child that is yet unborn is a legal victim if they are injured or killed during the commission of any of over 60 listed federal crimes of violence. Well, that seems pretty clear, right? That an unborn child is, in fact, a person. Guess who doesn't believe that? Take a listen to this. This is Hillary Clinton on not one but two television shows explaining why she buys into the same mindset as the murderer.
Has always been, this is a choice. It is not a mandate. The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights. So in the third trimester of pregnancy, there is room for looking at the life and the health of the mother.
Hillary went to visit the ladies on ABC's The View Monday, where she was asked when an unborn child has constitutional rights.
And Secretary, I want to ask you about some comments that you made over the weekend on Meet the Press regarding abortion. You said, quote, the unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights. And my question is, at what point does someone have constitutional rights? And are you saying that a child on its due date, just hours before delivery, still has no constitutional rights?
Under our law, that is the case, Paula. I support Roe v. Wade because I think it's very important. An important statement about the importance of a woman making this most difficult decision with consultation by whom she chooses, her doctor, her faith, her family. And under the law and under certainly that decision, that is the way we structure it.
When do you
All right, enough of that. Here's the thing. Do you see her, if those of you watching on television, do you know she looks, she doesn't look at the person she's talking to. She keeps looking down the whole time. That's the eyes of someone who's fundamentally dishonest. They won't look at you when they talk. But here's the thing. She actually says that under the law, unborn persons don't have rights. It's very clear that the Unborn Victims of Violence Act states that they do. And that's why Connor Peterson was a secondary murder sentence against Scott Peterson, his dad, because when he went to kill, he killed both of them. He was found guilty of not one but two murders. But isn't it interesting that the Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton, wants to take the side, the view, the same view, as one of the worst murderers of our time, just because of political...
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Miracle.